essential tool to help start your day.
The Valley Today, weekday mornings on Valley News Live.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Welcome to your Fast Track to 7. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ashlyn Hill.
And I'm Alex Larson. North Dakota Highway Patrol says a person fired a gun from a car on I-94 in Mandan just after noon yesterday.
An officer following a vehicle says they heard a gunshot, then saw the passenger side window of that vehicle shatter. Officers say they arrested two men and found a loaded handgun inside that car.
Both men were arrested for being felons in possession of a firearm. No one was hurt, but officers are still investigating, and they say more information will become available later.
A 71-year-old man from Cheyenne, North Dakota, was arrested for DUI after a crash just before 2 a.m. in Benson County. Highway Patrol says Donald Eastus was driving southbound on Highway 30. This is 5 miles south of Maddock. That's when he lost control, struck a guardrail, and went into a ditch.
He was eventually taken by AirMed to Sanford in Bismarck. The crash is under investigation by North Dakota Highway Patrol.
We have a traffic alert for drivers in Fargo today. Beginning today, Main Avenue will be reduced to one lane of traffic in each direction between 28th Street and University Drive.
The lane closures are going to allow for crews to gather soil samples under the roadway needed for the upcoming Main Avenue reconstruction project. Crews will work on one direction at a time and are expected to complete their work by the end of the day on Thursday. Well, today, House Speaker Mike Johnson is fighting for his job after a faction of far-right Republicans press for his ousting.
The fallout comes after his support of this weekend's House vote to give Ukraine $60 billion in aid. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is thanking Congress for the critical funding. Bree Jackson has more this morning from Washington.
On this vote, the ayes are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
The U.S. is one step closer to delivering much needed aid to help Ukraine fend off Russian aggression after the House passed a $95 billion aid package Saturday. A move praised by Ukrainian President Zelensky in an exclusive interview on Meet the Press.
First of all, I'd like to say thanks to the Congress for the bipartisan support. And I'd like to say thanks to Speaker Johnson and President Biden. Indeed, it is so important, this support from the United States of America.
The measure, which provides money for Israel, Taiwan, and more than $60 billion for Ukraine, received pushback from a small group of Republicans. They were upset that Speaker Johnson worked across party lines to get the job done.
I think every American in this country should be furious.
Johnson now faces the threat of being removed from the speakership by members of his own party.
Today, the pressure cooker is at a very high local maximum because he has taken away every bit of leverage we had to do something on the border by sending $100 billion overseas.
But Democrats and some Republicans are vowing to vote for Johnson to remain Speaker.
When the motion to vacate is threatened every week in the Congress, that is being abused. And I think we need to fix that.
House Speaker Johnson is standing firm, saying he has a job to do and he's not going anywhere. In Washington, Bree Jackson, NBC News.
The Senate is expected to vote on the foreign aid package as soon as tomorrow.
Turning our attention to the weather now, let's get a check of our forecast with meteorologist Lisa Green. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. We're keeping our eyes out for some rain chances, not just today, but through the week. This week, we have some shots of rain, especially by the time we're winding down the work week. Here's a look at our rain chances today and into tomorrow. Low end chance, but still isolated to widely scattered showers possible. And then we get a break into Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, ramping that up again, heading into Thursday night and Friday. It looks like we've got some soggy weather ahead for the end of the week, which, of course, we know is a good thing right now, given our drought situation. Now, on the radar this morning, you can see a line of showers from Bismarck back up through Devil's Lake that's trying to extend into northwest Minnesota as well. This has largely not been reaching the ground. So if you are in one of those areas seeing maybe rain on the radar on your VNL weather app, but looking out the window, not seeing those drops, that's why. But there is still a possibility that we could have at least a little bit of a light shower. And then there's the wind. You can see the flags blowing at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. Not too bad right now. At the airport there, we have a wind speed of 13 miles per hour out of the south. It's 41 in Grand Forks, overcast skies. Fargo's at 46. It's 44 in Devil's Lake. And that, again, is an area that has had rain on the radar, but you see the report coming in is of overcast skies. Other places in the Southern Valley reporting some 40s here. So the wind's going to be a factor, increasing factor through the day today. We're going to see gusts starting to pick up into midday and into the afternoon. We're looking at 30 plus miles per hour for places like Fargo. It's a different story if you're over in the Jamestown area, James River Valley, Highway 281 corridor, and points west. That's where we're likely to see winds gusting 40 plus miles per hour. So a windier day there. But even with winds in the 30s, we do have concerns about fire weather. So out at the bus stop this morning, into the 40s to start this afternoon. Looking pretty good for kids, just a little windy. We'll be seeing those temperatures back into the upper 50s to some mid 60s this afternoon. And then by the end of the week, this week on our 11-day planner, you can see it gets more active. Temperatures don't really drop, though, too much in our forecast highs. We're looking at keeping our highs in the 50s through 60s throughout the week and even beyond here as we transition to May.
Yeah, all things considered, we're doing all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very typical and right now desired spring weather, given that we need the moisture. Yeah. And then on top of that, not too bad as far as temperatures are concerned. In fact, pretty comfortable for
Perfect.
This time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lisa. Well, on the first Monday of every month, the Plains Art Museum turns down the lights and quiets the gallery sounds.
Yeah, this is all for their low sensory Mondays, accommodating families who prefer or even require a less stimulating environment.
That's where we find the Valley Today's Tatum Miller this morning, live at the Plains Art Museum, seeing what goes into these kinds of adjustments. Good morning, Tatum.
Good morning, guys. We've kind of relocated, so now we're in the educational building in one of these sensory-friendly classrooms. So the lights are kind of dimmed. Of course, we have our light just so you can see our faces, but that's one of the accommodations that you guys make here. I'm live with Aletra McCann, and can you kind of talk about what our low sensory room like this will look like?
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the Plains Art Museum, we have the Center for Creativity that's attached, so that's where we're at now. And our studios are just kind of off to the side from where we are. We have this space that was a kind of casual gallery space, but it wasn't climate controlled, so we transitioned to this. We painted the walls. There's a some additional lights. We have a tent in the back. That's so then people can like isolate themselves but still be in a safe space. We have some different stools that are around. And really this is kind of like it's a breakout space. So if you're in the studio and you're feeling kind of overwhelmed, maybe something isn't going the way you would like, you can come into this space and work in here on this table with maybe an adult or a friend or just by yourself if you need to do that, or one of our teaching artists, and just come in here and work separately from the group that you're with.
Absolutely. And I know you mentioned that this space is for everybody, so it's not just for people with autism, but we were talking about how Fargo, April, is now autism, not awareness, but...
acceptance. Well, Fargo is Autism Awareness Month, but we kind of go more so with the acceptance portion of it. Because we really want to be inviting people into the community to have conversations and really help them find a community and a space for them. But yeah.
So you have programming coming up for, or that's, I guess, just centered around autism awareness and acceptance.
Yes. So we just this past weekend, we had Art and Autism, which has been happening for 9 years. And so we invite families and kids that are on the spectrum into the museum. Most of them have not been here before unless it's only been for this program. And our next one will be in July, probably in like later July. But we're also gonna be looking to invite community members in to have a conversation about what more can the museum do, or what can we just change a little bit? Because there's very minor things that a business or a community space can do to be more inclusive to people with autism or just sensitivities to their environment.
Well, thank you so much, Aletra, and we will check back in with you one more time. I'm Tatum Miller for Valley News Live. Back to you at the studio.
All right. Thank you, Tatum. What an incredible live look this morning.
Yeah, how cool is that?
The next Low Sensory Monday is taking place May 6th if you want to plan ahead at home.
Well, changing gears here completely, we have dramatic footage of a rescue.
Yep, you're looking at dash cam video showing a group of Good Samaritans in St. Paul rescuing a person from a burning vehicle. It all happened on Thursday on I-94. You can see the first two strangers stopping to try and help, running across lanes of traffic, and they cannot get those doors open.
Then half a dozen more people you see here stopping on the interstate trying to get the driver free from the vehicle despite all that smoke and large flames. Whoa. State Patrol says the Honda SUV had run off the road, striking a light pole and then a guardrail.
That situation quickly became frantic. The rescuers made several attempts to open the vehicle's doors before finally successfully pulling that driver through the door's window. Incredibly, no one was seriously hurt in that incident.
Well, today is Earth Day, and UND is celebrating with the Green Eatings for a Green Planet Earth Day Fair. Students, staff, and the public are all invited to attend.
They're going to have interactive learning sessions and hands-on activities, including educational presentations from UND faculty, natural dyes art projects, tours of the Grow UND Smell and Touch Garden, compost bingo, and more.
This is all happening on the UND campus from 1 to 3 this afternoon and at the Archives Coffee House near campus from 3:30 to 6. Well, the Today Show and CBS Mornings are just about to start. In the meantime, though, we are soaking up a beautiful sunrise on our Monday morning on our Earth Day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Ashlyn Hill.
I'm Alex Larson. Take care.